George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball is on the air. Welcome in to our seventh year broadcasting live Longhorn men's basketball from the regular season through the UIL playoffs on GRHS iRadio. Brian Henry is the Longhorns' new coach in a new district, 26A, with new opponents from Fort Bend ISD. But the overarching dream remains the same, to bring a 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. George Ranch High School men's basketball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by the generosity of our fine GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando for today's game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando. The Dulles High School Vikings are in the building today as 26A has gone to a Wednesday-Saturday dates of play to give officials a better chance to staff these games. So here we are, Saturday afternoon. The Dulles Vikings are here for another 26A basketball game. The JV game just finished about 15 minutes ago. Dulles won that one 50-45. Vikings bring an 8-6 overall record in the building, but they are 0-6 in district play. Longhorns 5-6 overall, 3-3, and in fourth place at the moment, as there is a three-way tie up top with Ridgepoint, Elkins, and Travis in district play. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we have interviews with both head coaches, and we'll start that with the head coach of the Vikings, Martin Wall. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
George Ranch High School sports on GRHS iRadio is brought to you in part by these fine athletic booster club sponsors: Lone Star sponsor, Harold Dentistry; Gold sponsors, Audra O'Neill Team Real Estate; Greg Harris, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance; and Talus Insurance. A salute to our Black Level sponsors, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, Memorial Hermann Medical Group, and Reliant, an NRG company. And a special thank you to our Maroon sponsors, Mack Hike Auto Group, and Pearl Dynasty Cuisine. It's easy to become an Athletic Booster Club member or sponsor. Just go to GRHSABC.com and choose the member or sponsorship level that fits for you. Thanks again to all of our wonderful sponsors. Now, back to the game.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, about 10 minutes left before tip-off. This 26A varsity basketball game between the Dulles Vikings and the George Ranch Longhorns. We have interviews with both head coaches. We will start with the visiting coach, Martin Wall. All right, Martin Wallace here. He's the head basketball coach for the men's side from the Dulles Vikings. First of all, Happy New Year. Welcome in.
Thank you. Same to you.
First of all, since you and I have not spoken this basketball season, what's your assessment of 26A as a whole?
Well, I don't think it's much of an argument. It's one of the best districts in the state of Texas, especially with the addition of you guys. Just makes a really tough district even tougher.
And as far as travel goes, I know we're happy about it as far as all the sports. So just kind of stay in the Richmond Sugarland area is nice.
Yeah, for us especially, this is our furthest trip. It's good for community games. Typically on a normal year, fan engagement's high. So it is one of the benefits for being a part of a big district like Fort Bend. And then adding George Ranch probably just makes that little bit even better.
Okay, so focusing in on your club now, what's a good thumbnail sketch of your ball club?
Well, we're we're pretty small, so we play fast. We try to provide as much pressure as we can in the half court and in hopes of getting our stops that way, not always on the defensive glass. So we try to spread it out and, you know, attack space and hopefully share the ball and you know, use that lack of size to our advantage instead of a disadvantage.
You have a winning overall record, but it's been difficult for your club in district play.
Yes, our district, like we talked about a minute ago, is always tough. There's no games that you go into feeling like it's a win. So what we're dealing with in this 2021 season is unique to every other season we've had, and we've had our challenges dealing with that and losing a couple players here and there. But you know, our kids come out every night and they play hard, and hopefully a couple of those close losses swing the other way coming up.
Okay, and what are some keys to victory for your club against George Ranch this afternoon?
Well, as big as they are, we're going to have to defensive rebound well. And I think if we can do that, then assuming we can hit some shots that we normally hit, I think we'll be able to compete for that win. If we lose the battle of the boards really bad, then I think it'll be tough for us.
Coach, appreciate your time and good luck.
Thank you.
If you're a Dulles Vikings fan, that's your head coach, Martin Wall, talking about the game. First of all, we talked about 26A in general, his assessment of district play, which he calls one of the best around the Houston area, then about his club, and finally some keys to victory he cites as a way to beat the Longhorns this afternoon. We had our opportunity then to talk to the Longhorns head coach Brian Henry. Here's the interview with Coach Henry. All right, Brian Henry is here for our pregame sit-down as usual. First of all, welcome in.
Oh, thanks for having me once again. Thanks for being here, too.
Let's look at 26A. It's kind of stacked together at the top. Ridge Point, Elkins, Travis, all three at 5-1. And then you guys in what is essentially fourth place in the district at 3-3.
Yes, it's a tough district, and sitting at 3-3, that's some games that we dropped that we wish we can get back, but unfortunately we can't. So now we just have to take each game, one game at a time, starting the day with Dulles.
And of course, first for you guys is to hang on to the spots you have, but try working yourselves up the ladder a little bit so you're assured to make that make the UIL playoffs and by district play.
Yes, it's very important that we, right now, each game is so important that we execute just to get in, because it's a tough district. And like I said, it's like a three-way tie right now, first place. So all games, every game, is every play is so important.
I had spoken to Coach Wall next to us here and talked to him about keys to victory for his club. What are some for your club over Dulles?
Basically, we have to limit our turnovers and execute our half-court offense and just being patient, utilizing those transition points, and also stopping Dulles in their transition was going to help us. But if we eliminate the turnovers and execute in half-court offense, we should be pretty successful.
How do you keep your kids kind of focused on each game as we head down the stretch? There's a little bit of a emotion of pressing a little bit, but how do you keep them focused on just the game ahead of?
Well, basically, I try to, you know, tell them, let's take care of our business, our games, not to look at the records or of other teams and see what they're doing. Let's look at ourselves, evaluate our game film, see how we can get better each game, and focus on the games that we play.
Coach, appreciate the time, and good luck.
Oh, thank you once again.
All right, the head coach of the Longhorns, Brian Henry, talking about his club and keeping those guys focused as we head down the stretch in 26A basketball. Everybody looking to fit into one of the top four slots so they can go on to by-district play and the UIL playoffs. All right, you've heard from both head coaches. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more in depth about both clubs, give you the starting lineups, and we'll have the opening tip. You're listening to Live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, thank you, Stacy, back at George Ranch High School. About 3 minutes left in the warm-up for both of these clubs. We'll have the opening tip right after that. Let's set the stage, at least with these numbers for you, so you can get an idea about both of the clubs here. First, the visitors this afternoon, the Dulles High School Vikings, come in 8-6 overall, but winless in 26A at 0-6. They lost their last game by 1 point to Austin High School, 61-60. Next week on Wednesday, they go over to Bush High School to play the Broncos. For the Longhorns, 5-6 overall, squared up at 3-3, as we talked about, in essentially fourth place in 26A, since there is a three-way tie up top with Ridgepoint, Elkins, and Travis High School at the moment. Longhorns also come in having lost their last basketball game, this one to Travis, 70-59. Longhorns in action next Wednesday as well. They go over to Elkins High School. All right, starting lineups. We'll go through those now. We may or may not have a public address announcer to do that, but we'll give them to you right now. And if so, you can kind of listen in to the local flavor from the PA announcer as he or she announces the starters. But for right now, starting five for the Vikings, 6'2 senior Trey Williams, 5'10 senior Jared Wilson, senior Daryl Williams, sophomore at 6'2 Nico Walls, and senior Dakota Wilcox. Trey Williams, Jared Wilson, Daryl Williams, Nico Walls, and Dakota Wilcox, the starting five for Martin Walls Vikings from Dulles High School. On the other side of the scorebook, the starting five for the Longhorns: senior Stephen Woods, senior Ori Limbrick, senior Jordan Lewis, senior Isiosa Iroa, and senior Jaden Gary. Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, Jordan Lewis, Jaden Gary, and Isiosa Iroa, the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns. On the roster for the Vikings, he has 7 seniors, 5 juniors, a sophomore, no freshman. Longhorns, similar configuration in their roster, 9 seniors, 2 juniors, 3 sophomores, and no freshman on the ball club this year for Brian Henry. All right, as promised, we'll let you pick up on the PA announcer's rundown of the starters.
All right,
All right. Introductions are finished by our PA announcer. We got 8 minutes showing on the scoreboards here at George Ranch, and we're waiting to tip things off. The Dulles High School Vikings in their all deep blue uniforms, red and white piping, and blue numbers on a white background. The front of the jerseys say Dulles. Longhorns in their all white uniforms. Says Longhorns across the chest. Maroon piping on the shorts and the jerseys, and maroon numbers and letters on the jersey. Jumping up for George Ranch, Jaden Gary, and doing the same, his opposite number 21, it's senior Dakota Wilcox. Ball is in the air. We are underway. The tip to the Longhorns, Ori Limbrick. Now across to ECL's Iroa. In the corner, Stephen Woods, three-pointer on the way, knocked around, back to Woods. Iroa got a hand on it, but it's taken there by the Vikings. First turnover of the afternoon for George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Dakota Wilcox. That comes up short, and the rebound ahead now on the drive. Jaden Gary, he can't finish on the left side of the basket. Both clubs had an opportunity with a lay-in early on. Neither can do it. Three-pointer on the way is good now. Trey Williams gets the Vikings on the board first. 3-0, Dulles. Shot on the way by Gary. From the free throw line, off the back iron, rebound down to Jared Wilson. Wilson into the corner to Dakota Wilcox. Back out top to Trey Williams. Williams works on Jordan Lewis into the corner. Double team there, so he kicks it out top to Nico Walls. Into the left corner. Shot on the way, a little bit short by Wilcox. The three-pointer hits the iron, comes down into the hands of the Longhorns, and down court we go. Ori Limbrick drives the left side, pulls up short on that lay-in attempt. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikings. Longhorns will inbound. Ori Limbrick will trigger it underneath the Longhorn basket. Out top to Stephen Woods. Longhorns moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone, your radio. Anyway and anyhow you're listening to us, we're glad you're here. If you're a Dulles Vikings fan, welcome in. Woods drives on the right side, puts it up way too hard over the top of the rim into the hands of Jared Wilson again. Wilson with two or three rebounds early on. Now he tries a three-pointer from the outside, does Wilson. That one rims around and comes off. Rebound to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick with the reverse layup in the Longhorns. On the board, 3-2, Dulles. Dribble interrupted that Trey Williams had. So a turnover assessed against Dulles. And then Longhorns give it right back on the double dribble. So two turnovers for George Ranch, one for the Vikings early on. Inbound to senior Darrell Williams. Williams back to Jared Wilson. Worked the right side, now drifts towards the center. Kicks it back to the right side. And an air ball put up by Trey Williams. Ball goes out of bounds. Two turnovers now for the Vikings. This is live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Into Jaden Gary. Gary out top to Iroa in the corner here to Limbrick. Good fake, drives the baseline a little bit. Puts up the six-footer, no good. Rolled off the rim, rebound. Dakota Wilcox ahead to Trey Williams. And Williams is fouled on his attempt. Foul whistled against Jordan Lewis, his first. Checking in, Amani Drummond for the Vikings. Ball finally into Trey Williams. Way out top to Wilson. Wilson on the left side. Now kicks it cross court. Now top of the key, Darrell Williams gets the three-pointer. 6 points for the Vikings, both coming on three-pointers. One by Williams there, and Trey Williams hit the first one. Iroa. Jordan Lewis. His three-pointer from the left corner is good. Jordan Lewis, 6'5", Dulles. No pressure exhibited by the Longhorns. To Trey Williams, stolen away by Limbrick. He comes in on the right side, lays it in. Ori Limbrick, Longhorns' first time there ahead this afternoon, 7-6. And again, ball around to the left side. Darrell Williams, and Williams, his drive down towards the basket, and he commits the offensive foul, knocked Ori Limbrick to the floor. It's 7-6, Longhorns by one. Steven Woods, guarded by Nico Walls, now out top. Iroa, he hits the three-pointer, and the Longhorns go ahead 10-6. Two three-pointers by George Rantz, the same for Dulles. Another attempt from the right corner. That one rims around, nothing there for Nico Walls. Rebound to Iroa. Iroa ahead to Limbrick. Limbrick on the left side, picked up over there by Darrell Williams. Now out top, Limbrick, a little backwards dribble to set things up. Now cross court to Jordan Lewis. Iroa. Picked up by Trey Williams. Iroa works the left side. Little spin move inside the lane. Ball hung on the rim. No good. Kicked back out to Iroa. Longhorns will do that again. To Limbrick. He drives down the right baseline. Ori Limbrick puts it up. No good. Rolls around. Last touched by Dulles. Longhorns will get a third opportunity here. They got the first one on the shot by Iroa. Second one on Limbrick, and now the ball knocked out of bounds by Dulles. They'll try it again, see if they can put some points on the board. Three-pointer on the way from Lewis on the left side. No good, and a ball out of bounds. Cannot be saved by Jaden Gary. Third turnover of the afternoon for George Rantz. Same for the Vikings. Longhorns ahead by four, 10-6, 2:37 left in the first quarter. Jared Wilson takes it himself down court, scrambled for the basketball, finally picked up and kicked back out to Williams. He hops into the lane and then kicks it backwards, but that hop cost the Vikings a trip down, their fourth turnover of the afternoon. Saw a couple of those NBA hops in the JV game, and those were all called traveling as well. Hey, Julian Camper in now for George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Taylor Quarles, also in for Brian Henry's club. Ball knocked around and into the hands of the Vikings. Now Longhorns steal it back. Here's Camper inside the lane. Jump shot off the mark. Back iron. Kick that one out to Amani Drummond. Drummond goes down court, and it can't be handled down there by Dulles. Now the drive on the basket. Steven Woods, his first 2 points. It's 12-6. Longhorns have doubled up on the Vikings. And this pass is intercepted by Zion Harper. And Harper can't finish on the left side, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Nico Walls, his first. The Longhorns have Steven Woods, Taylor Quarles, Zion Harper at the free throw line, Ori Limbrick, and Julian Camper out top. First free throw of the afternoon, 67% free throw shooter is Harper. First one is a little bit short off the front iron. Kicks all the way back to Zion. He'll get one more here as he was in the act of shooting. Longhorns were down 6-0 on 2 3-pointers by the Vikings early, but have fought back and now doubled up on Dulles 12-6. Harper's second free throw on the way. That's good. 13-6, minute and a half left in quarter number one. Amani Drummond walks this one up on the left side, cross midcourt, now drives on the right side of the basket. That one is a little too hard, taken down by Zion Harper. Harper ahead to Limbrick. Limbrick has some trouble with the basketball, but he is fouled. The first time, Darrell Williams got all ball. Second time, he got more arm than ball. His second personal foul. Camper gets it into Harper. Harper on the left side puts it up. And no, a offensive foul whistled against Zion Harper, his first. Five turnovers for George Ranch, six for the Vikings. Pressure applied now by Camper and Steven Woods. Broken there by Amani Drummond on the right side. Julian Camper on him. Now a little football type pass to Nico Walls. Walls into the corner. Shot on its way. No good by Jared Wilson. Rebound, Steven Woods. Woods to Camper. Julian in the lane, stutter step, and then throws it away. Kind of lost his dribble and had to give up the basketball, trying to get it outside, and gave it up that way. Each team with three personal fouls. That last one on Taylor Quarles, his first. Inside 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Longhorns 13, Dulles 6. Around to Greg Upon, who's in. Steal by Limbrick. Ori on the left, right side, rather. He lays it in. Got 4 points on the afternoon, 15-6. Ori Limbrick with the quick hands, the steal, and the lay-in at the other side. Three-pointer is good by Christian Thompson-Johnson. 3 3-pointers on the afternoon for Dulles, and that's the totality of their scoring. Drive on the basket. That one drops through just as the buzzer sounds by Julian Camper. Longhorns 17, Vikings 9. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, quarter number two coming up. First quarter, pretty fast-paced action. Longhorns lead now 17-9. All 3 points score, or all 9 points rather, scored on 3-pointers by the Vikings. Trey Williams, Darrell Williams, and Christian Thompson Johnson with 3-pointers. That's the 9 points scored by Dulles. They have 7 turnovers. Longhorns committed 6. Longhorns scoring, 6 by Limbrick. 3 each by Jordan Lewis and Isiosa Iroa on three-pointers. Free throw by Zion Harper and a basket by Stephen Woods. Inbound by the Vikings. Drive on the left baseline. And a good hard work there by 22, Greg Ukpon. His first 2 points of the afternoon, 17-11. Woods, Camper in the right corner, cross court to this corner. Taylor Quarles, he loses control of the basketball. Seven turnovers for the Longhorns, and giving it back via the turnover are the Vikings ahead to Camper. He lays it in, Julian with 4 points, 19-11. Longhorns by eight, three-pointer on the way. Beyond the top of the key, Darrell Williams hits his second of the afternoon. Longhorns by five, Taylor Quarles out top to Iroa. Iroa, Quarles, Stephen Woods, Zion Harper, Julian Camper in the lineup now for George Ranch. Cross court to Camper. Works the left baseline. And referee says he stepped out. Another turnover for George Ranch. You heard Brian Henry at the pregame show, or on the pregame show, rather, talking about keeping those turnovers down to the absolute minimum. Of course, that's no secret. Any coach wants that to happen. That was one of Brian Henry's keys to victory, though, is keeping those turnovers at a minimum. Three-pointer on the way from Nico Walls. That one no good. Rebound, Iroa. Looking to Ori Limbrick on the right side. Limbrick, fake underneath. Pulls up short on the layup. And on the rebound, another foul on Zion Harper. He and one of the dullest players went up for the rebound. Zion a little too energetic to get it. He picks up his second personal foul. On the left side, Nico Walls. Walls with the shot. That's partially blocked out of bounds. And go back to the Vikings. Vikings will inbound to the left of their own basket underneath. Checking in, Trey Williams. Checking out, Nico Walls. And we'll set the five on the court now for the Vikings when we have a chance. All right, it's Trey Williams, Jared Wilson, Greg Ukpong. And let's see who else we have. Christian Thompson Johnson on the floor. And we'll pick up the other in just a moment. Ball knocked around into the hands and then out of the hands and out of bounds. The Vikings, they pick up their ninth turnover. And the Longhorns get crossed up on the inbound. Iroa sent it in. And Julian Camper wasn't looking, so Iroa ran in from out of bounds and touched it. And, of course, he can't do that, essentially throwing a pass to himself. Jump shot from the right side. This one ahead now to Jamie Beston in the lineup for George Ranch. And Beston makes himself known early on, 21-14. Jamie off of the outlet pass. He's a sophomore, one of two. Check that, one of three. Now the ball again turned over by Dulles, and again a layup on this end of the court by Limbrick, or he's got 8 points. By the way, the fifth player on the court for Dulles is Darrell Williams, number 10. Darrell is a senior on the club. Drive on the basket, Julian Camper. And he lays it up and over one of the Vikings. It's 25-14. Julian with six. Jared Williams into the corner. Drive down the baseline. by Greg Ukpon. He's fouled, and foul whistled against the Longhorns. Beston is first. At the free throw line is Greg Ukpon. He's a 5'11 junior. A couple points here in the second quarter. And you can make that three. First free throw is good. Second on the way. Hits the left iron, kicks right into the hands of Christian Thompson, who lays it in. Jamie Beston along the baseline, takes an assist from Julian Camper and puts it in. 4 points for Beston. 27-17, Longhorn lead again, up to 10. Ball out top, Darryl Williams. Williams has Limbrick on him, now kicks it way right, three-pointer on the way. That one off the mark by Thompson Johnson into the hands of George Ranch. Down low, Iroa. He takes a feed again from Julian Camper. Camper has 26 assists on the year and 19 steals. He's always has his eyes open, either offense or defense. And now, as we were talking down at the far end, Trey Williams hits another three. He's got 6 points on two threes. And timeout is called by George Ranch. Longhorns 29 and the Vikings 20. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hee-haw! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Easy enough to do. Go to balfour.com, B-A-L-F-O-U-R. You can order your 2021 Legacy Yearbook here at George Ranch High School. Order the book, add any accessories you'd like. If you're the parent or a guardian of a senior at George Ranch High School, you can also order a senior tribute ad right on the website. Pay securely. We'll get a notice here at George Ranch that you've ordered a book. It'll be delivered to your student in May here at the high school. 3:45 left before halftime. Longhorns up by 9, 29-20. Iroa walks across midcourt on the left, now drives down the right side of the lane. Shot falls off, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. 7 points, Iroa. 31-20 lead back up to double figures. Into the corner to Trey Williams. He kicks it out top. Three-pointer on the way on the right side. No good. Hit the front iron. Could not convert. Amani Drummond. Now ahead, Julian Camper. Camper lays it in on the left side. Julian with 8. Longhorns led by 8 after the first quarter, 17-9. Lead by 13 now, 33-20. Inside 3 minutes to play before half. Stolen away again by George Ranch. Ahead to Iroa. Almost lost the dribble. Recovers and lays it in. Down goes Drummond. Drummond around the horn to Thompson Johnson and then to Nico Walls. He drives the basket. Check that. That's Trey Williams driving on the basket. And Williams commits the offensive foul, his first. Longhorns will inbound at the far end. Braylon Easley, a senior for George Ranch, in the lineup. First time we've seen Braylon this year. During one of our GRHSI radio broadcasts, Camper on the left side drives the lane. Good. 10 points, Julian Camper. 37-20, biggest lead of the ball game now for George Ranch. Into the corner, double team there. And escaping that double team is Jared Wilson. He drives on the basket, can't convert, but he's fouled down there. Foul whistled against Braylon Easley, his first. Free throw line, Trey Williams. He has 6 points, 2 3-pointers for Trey. You can add a free throw now to that. He's got 7. Inside 2 minutes to play before halftime. Dulles won the JV game 50-45 here at the ranch. Second free throw, good as well. Longhorn lead is 15, 37-22. Camper on the left side. He drives on the basket, and he's kind of blocked there by Darryl Williams. That's his third personal foul. Inbounding will be Camper. Gets it in to Braylon Easley. Easley up top, Stephen Woods. Woods works the left side. Lazy pass over this direction, and it's intercepted by Dulles. Turnover number 10 for George Ranch. Here's a long three-pointer on the way by Darryl Williams. No good. Picked out of the air by Camper. Camper drives the left side. He's fouled by Jared Wilson, his first. At the free throw line, senior Julian Camper, 63% free throw shooter. 10 points on the afternoon. Make that 11 as he buries that first one. Couple deliberate dribbles, and the shot is up and good. 39-22. Kind of a rainbow pass to Jared Wilson. He breaks it across midcourt, working on the left side. Now around the horn, into the corner to Dakota Wilcox. Wilcox cross court to the other corner. And the three-pointer on the way by Amani Drummond. That's no good. And the ball's knocked around and out of bounds. Finally into the hands of George Ranch. Ori Limbrick walks it across midcourt on the left side. Finds Stephen Woods up top. Woods to Camper. Longhorns in that weave up top, kind of hanging the ball out, giving it to their teammates on the way by. Longhorns making an advance on the basket, then retreating. Now Limbrick from the free throw line. Jump shot short. Julian Camper skies for that rebound and puts it in. Camper having a big second quarter, 41-22. He's got 12 in the second quarter and 14 on the game, does senior Julian Camper. And a foul whistled there against Ori Limbrick. A little too active trying to get to that loose ball. Free throw line, Greg Ukpon. He's got 3. First shot on the way is good. Games this afternoon. One started at noon, Ridge Point at Travis. And then 1 o'clock starts Elkins at Austin and Clements at Bush in 26A. Ukpon made the remaining free throw. He's got 5 points, 3 for 3 from the line. 41-24. And a drive by Ori Limbrick. And he's fouled by Nathan Wilcox, his first. Free throw line, Ori Limbrick. Ori with 8 points. Normally 59% free throw shooter through 11 games for George Ranch. Shot on the way and hits the front iron and falls off. Second shot on the way. That one much better. Straight through the net. 42-24, Longhorns by 18. Couple seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. That's the buzzer. And we're at halftime. George Ranch Longhorns 42, Dulles Vikings 24. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll catch you up on halftime stats and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hello, fans. It's Chris Elliott, play-by-play voice of Longhorns football this season, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Chris Elliott. And back at George Ranch High School, Chris Elliott and Jason Ford make up one of the best football broadcast teams around. We're so happy to have them during football season on GRHS iRadio. And then Chris kind of translates into baseball in the springtime. Jason's done a couple baseball games, if memory serves. Chris and I work baseball games at George Ranch, and we try and get some student help on the air as well for the spring broadcast. Let's talk about scoring here. Longhorns lead 42-24. Scoring first for George Ranch, Julian Camper with 14. He had 12 in the second quarter. 9 points, Isiosa Iroa. 9 points, Ori Limbrick. 4 points for Jamie Beston. And 3 points, Jordan Lewis. A couple by Stephen Woods and a free throw by Zion Harper. Longhorns scoring 42 points. They outscored Dulles 17-9 in the first quarter. Outscored them 25-15 in the second and lead by 18 points. On the other side of the scorebook, Trey Williams with 8, 6 points Daryl Williams, 5 Christian Thompson Johnson, and 5 Greg Ukpong. And Dulles has committed 12 turnovers. Longhorns have committed 10. Pretty fast-paced first quarter and an equally fast-paced second quarter. But the Longhorns really came out of the gate in the second quarter. And as we pointed out, Julian Camper had two or three assists in that second quarter. He had multiple rebounds and then put together 12 of his 14 points, many on layups, a couple free throws for Julian, and he's got 14 points at halftime. We'll take another break here. When we come back, more about the clubs and into the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, thanks, Stacy. Back at the ranch, games elsewhere in 26A this afternoon. A 12 o'clock tip-off, Ridge Point at Travis, and then 1 o'clock tips here, Elkins at Austin, and Clements at Bush High School, as 26A, about a week ago or so, went to a Wednesday-Saturday game nights until the end of the year. This to help attract officials and have enough officials working the games all around the Houston area. So 26A made the decision to go to Wednesday-Saturday instead of Tuesday and Friday. Some coaches around the league are in favor of it. Others aren't, and especially early on here, because to make up some games and to kind of get the schedule balanced out, teams are playing on Saturday, Monday, and then Wednesday again. It's a little bit difficult. Remember, we're talking about student athletes here, so they were playing on, you know, two school nights, and you know, neither of which was the customary Friday night. About 1.5 minutes left in warm-up time between the second and third quarter. Take a break here. When we come back, third quarter action from George Ranch. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio is brought to you in part by these fine athletic booster club sponsors: Lone Star sponsor, Harold Dentistry; Gold sponsors, Audra O'Neill Team Real Estate; Greg Harris, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance; and Talis Insurance. A salute to our Black Level sponsors, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, Memorial Hermann Medical Group, and Reliant, an NRG company. And a special thank you to our Maroon sponsors, Mack Hike Auto Group, and Pearl Dynasty Cuisine. It's easy to become an Athletic Booster Club member or sponsor. Just go to grhsabc.com and choose the member or sponsorship level that fits for you. Thanks again to all of our wonderful sponsors. Now, back to the game.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, thanks, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns lead by 18, 42-24. George Ranch trying to square up its overall record. They came in at 5-6. They want to leave the building at 6-6 and also push their district record above the 500 mark. They're currently 3-3 and in fourth place, as there is a three-way tie for first place in the district. Longhorns would like to also leave the building for the weekend at 4-3 in district play. That log jam up top, Ridge Point 5-1, Elkins 5-1, and Travis 5-1. Then the Longhorns 3-3, and then a three-way tie for fifth place. Clements, Austin, and Bush all 2-4, and Dulles at the bottom of 26A at 0-6. Teams back out on the court. Longhorns will be moving right to left in the second half here across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone, your radio, however you're listening to us today on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando. This is live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. If you're a fan of the Dulles Vikings, welcome into the broadcast. Your team down by 18 at the moment as we start quarter number three. Ball around the horn, into the corner. Jared Wilson, he's double-teamed there and kicks it out top. Three-pointer on the way by Trey Williams. No good. Picked out of the air by his opposite number, Stephen Woods, number one. Down court, three-pointer on the way. Jordan Lewis, no good. Rebound way out top to Ori Limbrick. Back to Lewis, second three-point opportunity. That one also off the mark, into the hands now of Nico Walls. He drives the basket, and he is fouled. Foul whistled. He was showing 11, but there's no 11 on the court. Check that. It was an offensive foul by Nico Walls. That's why the official was showing 11. That's his number. Second personal foul for Nico Walls. All right. Out top, Jordan Lewis. Lewis tries to force it inside, gets it in. Zion Harper. Harper, a little short jump shot inside the lane is good. 3 points for Harper this afternoon. 44-24. Longhorns extend that lead. Three-point look for Jared Wilson. Thinks better of that and kicks it around the horn to Darrell Williams. Now, Nico Walls in the corner here, right in front of us, Trey Williams. Williams into the lane, tries to get it down even lower. It's intercepted by George Ranch. Head to Limbrick. Limbrick on the left baseline. Jump shot. No good. Picked off the rim by Darrell Williams. Williams ahead to Jared Wilson. Wilson, his shot partially blocked into the hands of Nico Walls. Walls shot. No good. It's an air ball. And the ball knocked around. And finally, personal foul down low. Foul whistled against Isiosa Iroa. His first personal foul. Free throw on the way by Dakota Wilcox. And that one hits the back iron. Kicks all the way back to Wilcox at the free throw line. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Longhorns by 20. Second free throw has some legs. Goes up over the front of the rim and through the hoop. First point of the afternoon for Dakota Wilcox. Woods on the right side in the corner to Lewis. Lewis down low. Zion Harper. Harper, turnaround shot off the glass a little bit too hard. Hit the rim, and the rebound goes to Dulles. Here comes Jared Wilson. He kicks it out for the three-pointer. Trey Williams, that one no good. Ball saved from going out of bounds. Williams again the three-pointer, and that one's no good. Save attempt by Dakota Wilcox, and the ball goes out of bounds. 14 turnovers now for Dulles. Longhorns finished halftime with 10. Jaden Gary, Ori Limbrick, Zion Harper, Stephen Woods, and Jordan Lewis, a starting five, or the five on the floor at this point for Brian Henry's club, and a foul down low. 21, Dakota Wilcox picks up his first personal foul. Ball inbound, way out top, Jaden Gary. Gary stuck for a second, and then over to Harper. Harper, Stephen Woods in the corner. Jordan Lewis, three-pointer on the way from the left corner. Jordan Lewis hits that one. He's got 6 points, both three-pointers this afternoon, 47-25. Into the corner. Trey Williams tries the baseline. And a blocking foul whistled against Jaden Gary, his first. Vikings will take it out under their own basket. Just to the right of the hoop itself. Ball inbound to Wilson. And back to Trey Williams. And Williams hits the three-pointer. He's got 3 three-pointers and a couple free throws, 11 points on the afternoon. Longhorns, Limbrick picked up out top. Over to Stephen Woods on the right side. Harper at the free throw line, posting up there. Now around to Lewis. Lewis down low, Stephen Woods, fadeaway jump shot by Woods from the left side. No good, ball knocked around, finally off the hands of George Ranch, into the hands of the Vikings. 11 turnovers now for the Longhorns. And some pressure applied by George Ranch, ball slapped out of bounds. Dulles will get it back, but the Longhorns had an opportunity on the steal. Zion Harper out. Sophomore Christopher Barnes is in the lineup. Haven't seen Christopher in a GRHS iRadio broadcast. All right, ball ahead to Jared Wilson. Wilson kicks it out top. Three-pointer is on the way from Christian Thompson-Johnson. That one a little bit short, and it goes out of bounds. 15 turnovers now for the Vikings. Stephen Woods will inbound in front of Dulles High School's bench. No pressure applied by the Vikings. Woods walks it across to Julian Camper on the right side. Christopher Barnes way out top with the basketball to Woods on the left side. Good screen there by Barnes. Woods drives down as the ball slapped away and into the hands of the Vikings. Longhorns almost took it back. Dulles retains. Darrell Williams, three-pointer on the way. That's long. Into the hands of Jaden Gary. Gary ahead to Woods. He drives on the right side, lays it in. Stephen Woods with 4 points. 49-28, Longhorns by 21. Drive on the lane. Jared Wilson, he's fouled by Woods, his first. Wilson at the free throw line. 5'10 senior lets the first one go. It rolls around and falls off. Checking in, Amani Drummond. Checking out, Dakota Wilcox for the Vikings. Second free throw on the way. This one as legs up over the front of the rim and down through the hoop, 49-29. Limbrick kind of loses the dribble for a second, but he has it now. This one kind of looped down to Christopher Barnes, and the ball is knocked around, and we'll see. Looks like the Longhorns will retain possession. It's hard to tell who last touched it, but it'll be inbound just to the right of the hoop by Julian Camper. Camper out top. Jaden Gary. Gary back to Camper on the right side. Julian with 14, 12 in the second quarter. To Woods. Woods up top. Gary, three-pointer on the way, no good. And a rebound down near the basket, or a foul, rather, on the rebound attempt. Christian Thompson-Johnson, his first personal foul, non-shooting foul. Camper again slaps the basketball, gets everybody moving. Stephen Woods on the left side takes the basketball, drives inside the lane, puts it up a little bit short, gets his own rebound. Second attempt, also short, but he's fouled down there. Ball whistled against Thompson Johnson, his second. Free throw line, Stephen Woods, 58% free throw shooter in 11 games for George Ranch. First shot on the way, good. 5 points for Woods. Second free throw on the way, same result. 51-29, 2:25 left in the third quarter. This is live 26A varsity basketball from George Ranch. The Dulles Vikings are here. I'm Tom Tarando. This is GRHSI Radio. White 30 is Jamie Beston. He picks up his second personal foul on the drive inside the lane. Dulles will inbound on the far side. Jared Wilson works on Beston. And a timeout called by Martin Wall. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
All right, back at the main
if you're into sports,
competition
especially high
gym
school sports,
here yeah. at George Ranch High School. Longhorns lead 51-29 after the timeout by Dulles. Ball knocked around, and Dulles somehow keeps possession. And the shot is good. A hard fall to the floor by Trey Williams. The basket's good. Foul whistled against Christopher Barnes, his first at the free throw line, trying to convert the three-point play, senior Trey Williams. Shot on the way, off the iron, rebound, Christopher Barnes. And Jamie Beston drives on the basket at the far end. He's fouled. Jared Wilson picks up his second personal, and going to the free throw line, Jamie Beston. He's a sophomore, averages about a point a game. He has four this afternoon, trying to make it five and then six for the Longhorns. That first one rattled around inside the rim and came out. coming in for George Ranch. Taylor Quarles, also Greg Ukpong, checks back in for Dulles. Jamie Beston delivered the basketball at the free throw line. Second shot on the way. That one rims around and also came out. Rebound to the Vikings. Minute and a half left in the third quarter. Drive down the lane. Ball knocked around. Amani Drummond lost it. Saved it from going out of bounds into the hands of Jared Wilson. So Wilson back towards the basket. In the corner here to Trey Williams. A fake. Drives the baseline. Puts it up and in. Trey Williams with 15 this afternoon. 51-33. Longhorns back to that 18-point lead they had at halftime. It's been as high as 22 in the third quarter. Beston works the left side. Kind of a football handoff to Taylor Quarles. Quarles in the lane to Julian Camper. Camper on the left side. That one off the backboard and partially hits the rim and goes off the hands of Christopher Barnes and out of bounds. All of that means 13th turnover of the afternoon for George Ranch. Ball in the possession of the Vikings. About 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Drive on the left side. And a good lay-in over there. Amani Drummond showing some speed. He turned it on and delivered that layup for the Vikings. Steven Woods out top. Picked up there by Amani Drummond. Over to Camper. Camper down the lane. Julian, the floating layup. That's no good. Gets his own rebound and good assist opportunity there to Beston. But he delivers it down to Christopher Barnes. And Barnes is fouled by Trey Williams, his second. Barnes, his first opportunity, free throw. Hits the right iron, kicks left. The ball touched by the Vikings, and then it pops out of bounds. Taylor Quarles will inbound with 5.5 seconds left. Slap of the basketball in the corner. Julian Camper, three-pointer on the way. No good. Off the hands of Barnes. Into the hands of Quarles. And Taylor Quarles, the senior, hits the three-pointer at the buzzer. Longhorns, 56. Dulles Vikings, 35. We'll be back with quarter number four. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, looking at quarter number four coming up. Longhorns 56, Dulles 35. Longhorns outscored the Vikings 14-11 in that third quarter. 15 turnovers for the Vikings, 13 for George Ranch through three quarters of play. Leading scorer for the Longhorns, still Julian Camper with 14. 9, Limbrick. All right, fourth quarter underway. Drive on the basket on the left side. Trey Williams leaves it a bit short into the hands of Julian Camper. Good spin move to get across midcourt. Camper into the corner to Beston. Back to Julian on the left side. He works there into Beston. Beston drives the layup, drives the lane rather on the left baseline, puts up a floater. It's off the rim into the hands of Wilson. Wilson drives down this end of the court, lays one up on the left side. It's knocked around and out of bounds. Turnover number 16 for Dulles. Longhorns will inbound right in front of us here at George Ranch. Taylor Quarles will deliver the basketball to Jamie Beston. Dulles won the JV game 50-45 before this one. Camper up top, into the corner to Qualls, down low to Barnes. Barnes into the corner to Stephen Woods. Woods dribbles out top. He's way out top in the right quadrant between the out-of-bounds line and mid-court. Now down, Julian Camper. Camper works the baseline and lays it in. Julian with 16. ...23-point lead for George Ranch. Drive on the basket is good. Trey Williams. And the foul whistled against Jamie Beston. Trey Williams has hit the deck several times, several times hard. He's now at the free throw line, trying to make it a 3-point play. He does just that. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 18 points overall. Stephen Woods to Quarles. Ball knocked around into the hands of Woods. Julian Camper again on the left baseline, and again the layup for Camper. 60-38. Julian with 18. Here's a drive on the left side by Christian Thompson-Johnson. Pulls up short on that. Ahead on the outlet pass to Julian Camper, and he throws that one out of bounds. Ball was aimed at Jamie Beston along the baseline and just a little bit wide for Jamie to handle. Here come the Vikings. To Williams. Williams to Christian Thompson-Johnson. Three-pointer is good. He's got two of those this afternoon. 8 points total. 60-41. Longhorn lead down below 20 at 19. Stephen Woods. Julian Camper on the left side. Julian now drive on the basket. Let's a three-pointer go. No good. Taylor Quarles with the rebound. Into the corner to Stephen Woods. Woods turns around. Thought he had Quarles right behind him. Taylor not as close as he thought. Ball thrown out of bounds. 14 turnovers now for the Longhorns. Williams to Imani Drummond. Drummond works the right baseline. Turnaround jump shot. No good. Rebound. Zion Harper ahead on the outlet. Julian Camper. Camper to the free throw line. Kind of slid there. No call. And a foul. Offensive foul underneath the basket. That's the third of the afternoon on Zion Harper. And the second offensive foul on Zion. Just inside 5 minutes to play this afternoon in 26A basketball. Dulles Vikings are at George Ranch. Ball knocked around into the hands of Thompson Johnson. A little floater, and that's taken away. 17 turnovers into the hands of Quarles. Three-point shot by Beston from the right corner. That's no good. Rebound taken by Imani Drummond and then taken away. Sent down court to Taylor Quarles. Taylor with 5 points. Another turnover for Dulles. 62-41. Jamie Beston, personal foul number 4 on Jamie. Back to the free throw line, Trey Williams. Williams, free throw off the front iron, rebound Zion Harper. Harper ahead to Camper. Camper tries it down the lane. That one bounds out and comes to Zion Harper, and Harper walks. I guess I should say walks with the basketball. Now 15 turnovers for the Longhorns. Now a drive down the lane, Jared Wilson, he kicks it out to Daryl Williams, who puts up the three-pointer. That one is no good, and the ball jumps out of bounds. 19 turnovers now for Dulles. The Lady Longhorns are coming back into the gym from their game at Dulles, and we'll see if we can find out how they did this afternoon. It was actually at Mercer Fieldhouse. All right, Jamie Beston puts up the shot at the far end. No good. Rebound. And ball taken away. Behind the back attempted pass. Finally to Zion Harper. And he loses control, as does the Dulles Vikings. Back into the hands of Taylor Quarles. And back in the basket for points number 6 and 7 for Quarles. Shot on the way. Good rebound there by Harper. Harper ahead. Shot on the way. Brayland easily, and easily connects for his first 2 points of the ball game. All right, up top. Drive on the basket, Trey Williams, and Williams is fouled. 2nd foul, Taylor Quarles, his 2nd. And again, back to the free throw line. 3 for 4 this afternoon, Trey Williams. Williams, 1st shot, hits the front iron and rolls off. He'll get a 2nd one. Checking in, Kelechi Ikey for George Ranch. Zion Harper is out. Taylor Quarles, Kelechi Ikey, Ori Limbrick, Jamie Beston, and Brayland easily in for George Ranch at the moment. And again, we'll have to find out what the Lady Longhorns did so we can pass that along to you. 67-42. On the 2nd free throw. Ori Limbrick. Drive on the basket. And he kind of lost his balance and went out of bounds with the basketball. 16 turnovers now for George Ranch. Over here to Nico Walls. Walls down the lane. Puts up the shot. Partially blocked. Into the hands of Greg Ukpon, and Ukpon down the lane and lays it in. He's got 7 points on the afternoon. Now ahead to Jamie Beston, inside 2 minutes to play. Into the corner, Ori Limbrick on the left side. Now dribbles out top, ball all the way around, this time to Braylon Easley. Easley, the three-pointer. That one hits the rim and just goes out of bounds, but last touch by Dulles. Slap of the basketball now to Kelechi Ikey. He tries one in the lane. That's no good, and the rebound is taken away by Daryl Williams, and then a foul committed by Taylor Quarles as he tries to get the basketball back. All right, free throw line, Darryl Williams. Darryl with 6 points this afternoon. And it'll stay at six temporarily. First one hits the back iron and goes off. Next free throw on the way. That one off the back iron as well. Rolls off. Braylon easily with the rebound. Delivers to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick looking through and drifting towards the right corner. Now left down the lane. Turnaround shot is good. Ori Limbrick with 11. 69-44. Approaching 1 minute to play in the basketball game. Drive on the right side. Amani Drummond lays it in for the Vikings. All right, ball ahead to Beston. Beston in the corner to Limbrick. He dribbles outside on the left. Good pick set there by Kalichi Ike. Ike finally gets a basketball. Now it's taken away. Longhorns give it up 17 times. Back into the hands of Jamie Beston. And Beston lays it in. He's got six this afternoon. 71-46. Three-pointer on the way. That's good by Darryl Williams. Williams with nine. Ten seconds to play in this 26A basketball game this afternoon at George Ranch. Longhorns will dribble the last few seconds away. No problem here by the Dulles Vikings. Final score, Longhorns 71, Dulles Vikings 49. We will be back to George Ranch to wrap this one up. Final score again, George Ranch Longhorns 71, Dulles Vikings 49. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, we'll wrap this one up. Longhorns, a winner, 71-49 over the Dulles Vikings. Leading scorer for George Ranch, Julian Camper with 18, 11 by Ori Limbrick. 9 points, Isiosa Iroa, 6 points apiece for Stephen Woods and Jordan Lewis and Jamie Beston, all three with 6 points apiece. A basket by Braylon Easley. And 3 points, Zion Harper, 71 points total for George Ranch, 17 turnovers on the afternoon. Longhorns now square up their overall record at 6-6 and go ahead in the league 4 and 3 in 26A play. Dulles falls down to 8 and 7 overall, but 0 and 7 in district play. Leading scorer, Trey Williams with 19, 9 points. Darrell Williams, 8 points. Christian Thompson-Johnson, 7 points. Greg Ukpon, and a free throw apiece for Jared Wilson and Dakota Wilcox. That's the 49 points scored by Dulles this afternoon. They turned the ball over 19 times, and the Longhorns, I don't know if I said it or not, turned it over 17 times. Longhorns play Wednesday night at Elkins High School, and the Vikings go to Bush High School also next Wednesday, as 26A is on a Wednesday-Saturday schedule from here on out. Final score again, George Ranch Longhorns 71, Dulles Vikings 49. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on GRHSI Radio. We'll be on the air next Wednesday night. Check that. I'm sorry, that Elkins game for the men is here at George Ranch. So we'll be on the air at 6:45 Wednesday night. Longhorns play host to Elkins. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with live coverage. Opening tip scheduled for 7 o'clock. So long, everybody.